Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is brought to you by the Boy Scouts of America. Everyone knows that Girl Scouts sell cookies, but did you know that the Boy Scouts have been selling popcorn for decades? You can order online and have it shipped directly to you. If you're not that fond of popcorn, there is an option where you can donate popcorn for the men and women fighting to keep us free. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/popcorn. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/popcorn. And as a special side deal, what I'm going to do is anyone who places an order on otrwesterns.com/popcorn gets 1 month free of the member section on our site. All you have to do is send me your order number and you get 1 month free. Again, for more information, go to otrwesterns.com/popcorn. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is May 29th, 1939, and the title is Black Hole. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Settlers in the western United States were faced with so many hardships that they had very little time for the business of government. In many cases, unscrupulous men obtained government positions and used them for their own personal gain. They were safe from the law, but not from the masked rider of the plains, who placed justice above the law. It was his strength and courage, his resourcefulness and daring, which made the new country safe for honest men and women. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's going to be trouble at the border! We've got to hurry! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
A double row of cells faced the squalid corridor of a southwestern prison. There were few of the cells that did not hold their full quota of desperate and embittered men. The men were silent. The rasp of a bolt on the far side of a sturdy oak door could be heard plainly. The door swung open. A heavily armed guard entered the corridor, and the inmates raised their voices in a chorus of boos and jeers.
Shut up, blaster! Shut your faces or I'll get Hogan down here! Shut up!
Why would you like a knife in your back, Cole?
Who said that? Who said that? If I find out who it was, I'll fetch him so he won't be able to talk. Hey, you.
Well, I'm a friend, the guard.
I know, friend of yours, and I ain't taking none of your smart aleck lip. The keeper wants to see you. Come on.
Most inconsiderate of you, my friend. You should have realized I'd be taking my siesta.
You ain't funny. And in here, you ain't the Black Caballero no more. You're just another crook serving time. Now get moving. Through that door and walk ahead of me. All right, you fellas, ask for it. A whole pack of you can go without drunk for the rest of the day.
Why does Senor Hogan wish to see me?
You'll find out.
If he'd like advice upon the management of these elegant haciendas.
He don't.
Well, then it would be my duty to tell him that, first of all, he should take pigs like you and rub your snoots in the slops he mistakenly calls fools.
Shut up before I bust your face in.
What? You're unreasonable, my friend. Why should you be angry with me because you're a pig?
Why, you dirty...
But now you are angry, amigo. Your pardon. Such friends as we should never quarrel.
Hear that?
Senor Organ must be entertaining again. He's a most pleasant fellow.
That's Perry he's got in there. You'll be hollering the same way before Hogan gets through with you.
Please, no, don't. Please don't make me go back. I ain't got no cash. Honest, I ain't. Don't send me back there, please. I'd pay if I could.
Take him away.
I'll pay you.
And if he keeps on yelling, lay the whip to him.
Amigo.
Huh? Don't make me go back.
Oh, do it. Get in here.
With pleasure.
Yeah?
No.
Well, maybe you'll be changing your tune. You come in too, Bull. You might be needed.
Sure, Mr. Hogan.
Why, chair.
Get away from that.
But what?
Crooks don't sit down in my office.
No.
No.
Well, there is one who does.
Huh?
Yourself, senor. You struck me, senor. It is the second time. I shall not forget.
Ain't that too bad?
One day you will be very sorry, I think.
Hit me back, why don't you? You ain't tired.
Because you're a fool, senor. It does not follow that I am. Yet you? Oh, no. That is what you would like. I know the penalty when a prisoner strikes another within these walls. I've seen it applied to others.
Cagey, ain't you? Well, Mr. Black Caballero, or whatever you call yourself, you and me are going to settle things right here and now.
See?
I've been too easy with you.
You've been most amiable, my friend.
That'll be enough palaver. I mean what I say. I ain't one to fool.
No?
I reckon you've been here long enough to savvy how I run things.
I have, senor.
And I reckon you know you ain't putting nothing over on me by claiming you ain't got cash hid away somewhere.
And if I have?
You could make things a heap easier for yourself in here.
If I had money but did not pay.
See that fellow the guard just took out of my office?
But of course.
You know where the guard was taking him?
You call it the Black Hole, no?
Yeah, the Black Hole. It's been called other things, too. You got any idea what it's like to be thrown into a hole in the ground where there ain't no light at all? Where there ain't room to stand up straight and to stretch out when you lay down? Or to walk more than a couple of steps without bumping into a wall? You can holler your head off in there. Only nobody can hear you. And you get grub while you're in there, too. Only it ain't but once every 3 days. That's a mighty long spell of waiting when it's so black you can't tell day from night.
That is where you sent Senor Perry?
He's got cash, but he won't pay up. Well, you wish he had.
One day, amigo, you will be a very rich man.
I'm doing all right.
Or a very dead one.
Huh? Oh, more of your smart talk, huh? Well, it's up to you. What is it going to be?
Which?
Good grub, a good comfortable cell. Maybe liquor once in a while.
Or
the Black Hole and maybe a good whipping besides.
My friend, you leave me little choice.
Thought you'd see it that way.
Man of sense could make but one answer.
And you got sense, huh?
But you're mistaken, Senor Organ.
Huh?
I have no sense at all. I'm only a fool. I'm such a fool that if my pockets were loaded with money, I'd spend not one peso on you unless you could be bribed to cut your own throat.
Bull!
I'll fix him, boss.
Take him back. He's got till tomorrow to change his mind. If he don't, beat him till he can't stand up. Then throw him in the hole.
Right.
Amigo, a moment ago I made a prophecy. I said the day would come when you would be either very rich or very dead. I can now speak more surely.
Yeah?
You will be dead, senor. Most dead.
Adios.
In here, Captain. I'll show you something.
See, Major Winthrop.
This map on the wall.
Oh, is that the border, yes?
It is. Here's the Rio, and here's...
One moment. Would not be well if we were overheard.
The men have turned in, Captain. There's nothing to be feared.
That is good.
Now then, as I say, here's the Rio. You'll notice those crosses I've penciled along the boundary. Captain, each cross represents the scene of a raid. 15 crosses, 15 raids. Over a score of men killed, cattle and money stolen, and a situation built up that's ready to explode. When it does, it'll be an explosion that neither your government nor mine can control.
That is so.
In the first place, two groups are working together to make trouble. One group includes fellow countrymen of mine. The other, men of your nationality.
That also I know.
Good. J.B. Bronson heads the one. Miguel Chavez leads the other.
Chavez, he's traitor.
They're both traitors. Our governments are not only friendly, but wish to remain that way. Bronson and Chavez, however, are doing everything in their power to disturb those relations. Bronson is staging these raids, hoping that our governments will be forced into a quarrel.
Si.
Such a quarrel, if it developed into armed fighting, would not be popular with your people, Captain. It might even lead to the election of a new government. That's where Chavez would step in. He leads the opposition. He'd like to assume power, and if he did...
Senor Bronson would also profit.
But in the meantime, the raids are continuing. Bad feeling is growing along the border, and we can't explain the true state of affairs because we have no proof. But our hands may be forced before proof is gotten.
You and I, Major Winthrop, we are of the army. We cannot act as we would like to. But there is one man of whom I've heard.
Yes?
A man who always wears the mask. Who is called, the Lone Ranger?
The Lone Ranger. Why didn't I think of him before? Captain Lopez, if we had him on our side...
You have.
Sucker.
How in the world...
I didn't want to startle you. I opened the door quietly.
But I...
Wait. I knew you and Captain Lopez were meeting. I know the problem you face. That's why I'm here.
You're the Lone Ranger.
I am.
But how do you know these things?
I hear things also, Captain Lopez. And I'm as anxious as you to keep peace along the border.
Then you will help?
I will. First, however, I want the help of a man of your country.
See?
I believe you've heard of him. Perhaps you've met him. He's called the Black Caballero.
The Black Caballero? But who have not heard of him?
He knows the country beyond the Rio as well as I know the country to the north. Acting together, I believe we could trap both Bronson and Chavez.
But the Black Caballero is in jail.
He is.
And if I remember correctly...
Yes?
It was you who sent him there.
I did. He broke the law, Major Winthrop. But he was never a criminal at heart. He loved adventure. He broke the law not for gain, but for the excitement it gave him.
Mm.
And even though I was responsible for his capture, I can honestly say he's one of the few men whom I thoroughly respect.
What if the Black Caballero is in the jail?
The district penitentiary is not far from here.
I have no authority to have the man released.
How badly do you want Bronson and Chavez convicted, sir?
If we're to prevent war, those men must be convicted.
Exactly. And you shouldn't be too particular about the methods used.
I don't understand.
A fellow named Hogan is in charge of the jail.
I've met him.
He's a bigger thief and murderer than any of his prisoners.
I've heard nothing against him.
Prisoners aren't in a position to complain, Major.
But I still...
One moment.
See.
I can tell you this. Men have died in that prison because they wouldn't pay Hogan.
That's a serious charge.
Which I can prove.
What have you in mind?
I told you I'd like the Black Caballero's aid.
Yes?
First, however, I want Hogan brought to justice.
If what you say about him is true and you can prove it, it still wouldn't free the Black Caballero.
Leave that to me.
But I...
Don't ask too many questions, Major. I have certain plans. But the less you know about those plans, the less chance there'll be that your duty will force you to interfere.
I see.
You can do one thing to help, however.
Yes?
Call on Hogan.
On Hogan?
Right. Call on him the first thing in the morning. I'm leaving. I still have more to do before the night's over. But follow my instructions and you'll get proof. The charges I've made are true.
If they are, I'll see that Hogan is punished.
And you can take my word for it, he will be.
Diablo, the man with the mask is man of action.
But, Captain, between you and me, I believe he'll get results.
Early the next morning, the Black Caballero was taken from his cell and led to the dungeon. Bull drew back the stone slab that sealed his entrance and called down to the convict, who was already in prison there.
Hi there.
Let me out, please. You got to. I'll die.
Shut up. You ain't getting out. You're just getting company. All right, mister.
I feel, my friend, that the day will come when you will die as surely as Senor Hogan.
It ain't worrying me. Of course, if you change your mind, you won't have to get down there.
You try to frighten me?
Well, it's your funeral. Don't matter to me what happens to you.
You're a fool.
Huh? Now, look here.
Yesterday, you should have been warned.
What in blazes are you talking about?
When we were in Senor Organ's office.
Well, what about it?
A man was outside. He called to his horse. The horse he called Silver.
Thinking of the Lone Ranger, huh?
See,
you ain't loco enough to figure that after sending you here, he's trying to help you out, are you?
Perhaps.
Yeah, you're as crazy as a loco steer. That fella don't help crooks, he jails them.
And you, amigo, are a crook.
Blast you. What's left to me, you will never get out of here. Now shut up and climb down there. You're lucky Hogan changed his mind about giving the beating you got coming. Go ahead, get moving.
I think not, amigo.
Why, you?
Do not be hasty.
Well,
you'd better look behind you, my friend.
What? The masked man.
Don't slap, lover.
You!
The black hole is waiting, Bull. Waiting for you.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story, Bull, the threat of the Lone Ranger's guns commanding obedience, climbed into the black hole in place of the black caballero. At a further command from the masked man, he helped the prisoner already there to the surface and...
All right, your hand.
Up with you.
Thank you, stranger.
Take it easy for a moment until you get your strength back. You won't be seen. Bull!
Help!
Your keys!
You!
Quickly!
Take them. You fellas don't hang for this. You won't get away with it.
We'll see.
Amigo, what has brought you here? How did you enter these places?
I'll explain in a moment. Help me close the entrance with this slab first.
Well, of course.
That'll do.
This is a great day, my friend. Already I am once more a happy man.
You think of my good friend the guard in the same pit where he would have put me. That is a pleasure indeed.
I've come here for a purpose, Black Caballero.
See?
We were once enemies.
But never were there enemies like us, amigo. We did not hate. It was only for sport that we opposed each other.
I'm going to free you.
Free me?
Yes.
But, amigo, that I do not understand. Is it that you are no longer on the side of the law?
No. I'm going to free you because you're needed.
Needed?
There's danger along the border, Black Caballero. Danger brought about by traitors to your country and mine.
Ah.
These traitors hope to involve our countries in war. The army cannot act. I've promised our aid.
Whatever you say, that I will do.
I think that together we can bring those traitors to justice.
That will be good.
I entered the walls of the prison last night under cover of darkness. I waited in this corner of the yard until I saw Bull bringing you here.
It is what I would have expected of you.
Todd is waiting outside. He's waiting with Silver and with El Diablo.
El Diablo?
He was in the corral just outside.
El Diablo. Never did I think to see him again.
He's ready to serve you again, Black Caballero.
Then quick, let us be on our way.
Wait.
What I do
There's
not...
something we must do before we leave.
And that, amigo?
Hogan is in charge of this prison. He's abused his position to graft and to torture the men in his power.
Thank you. You have reminded me. I owe Senor Organ much. I would not be happy if I were to depart without repaying him.
We don't leave until he's exposed.
Bueno. But how...
Take these keys, see? Now, just a minute. How are you, stranger? Better?
Kind of shaky on my pins, mister, but... Getting out of that blasted hole is enough to make anybody feel right good.
Then come along. We're going inside. And it shouldn't take us long to finish our work here. A few minutes later, as Hogan made his way down the corridor that led to his office, he sat at a guard approaching from the opposite direction and called to him.
Slim! Hi, Slim!
Yes?
Seen Bull around?
Not for an hour or so, why?
I gave him a job to do.
Yeah?
And he was supposed to report back to me just as soon as it's finished.
Well, shucks, he's likely been waiting for you in your office while you was looking around. There's somebody in there right now.
That ain't Bull. That's Major Winthrop from over at the fort.
Huh? What's he doing here?
I don't know. Snooping around, maybe.
A lot of good will do him. You got things covered up, ain't you?
There ain't nobody gonna talk.
Then let the soldier do all the snooping he hankers to.
I ain't worrying. Only thing was, I wanted to tip Bull off.
Talk to Major yet?
Nope, I'm gonna see him now. Come along, maybe there'll be something for you to do.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I ain't sure Winthrop's looking for anything. He might have just been riding by.
He couldn't have suspicioned anything unless he talked to some of the prisoners. And it's a cinch he ain't done that.
Hustle off. Well, Major, now we... What the...
He ain't here.
Where in blazes did he get to? You pass anybody in the hall, Slim?
I never seen nobody.
He couldn't have gone the other way. I come from there.
Then where do you think...
I don't know where he could have got to. But we sure as sin can't take a chance on him getting down where the cells are unless one of us is alone. Come on, we'll have a look.
We can look at...
Wait.
Huh?
You in here before I met you?
No.
That door there leading to the closet. It's part way open. I never left it like that.
But what...
I'll find out who's been meddling around here. If anybody was looking for my record...
Stand where you are.
What?
A masked crook.
Don't move.
Who are you?
Never mind that.
What do you want?
A confession.
What?
You've tortured the men in here. You forced money from them. Taking advantage of your job to graft.
You're a loco.
Mr. Holden, you know who this fella is?
I know. He'd better clear out.
He's the Lone Ranger.
I said never mind that. I'm after your confession, Hogan. I don't leave until I get it.
You're clean off your head.
There isn't a man in this prison who wouldn't like to get his hands on you.
He won't.
You may be wrong.
Just what do you mean by that?
You have a clock in here.
You?
It says 5 minutes to 10.
What do I do?
You're making a full confession before that clock strikes 10. Or I won't be responsible for the consequences.
I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't got nothing to confess. And if you value your hide, mister, you'd better start thinking of how you're going to get out of here.
Sit down.
Sit down. You've got the whip hand for now, stranger. But I'll square accounts with you before we're done.
You there.
Huh? Me? Now look, mister, I...
You take that chair beside Hogan.
Sure, mister.
What do you got up your sleeve?
The time is getting shorter. It won't be long until the clock strikes.
You can't scare me.
We'll see if we can enough. Sit there, Hogan. Sit there and think of what would happen to you. The men you've tortured could get revenge. Sit there and remember when 10 o'clock arrives, those men are likely to get the revenge they want.
How can they?
They're locked up.
Cells can be unlocked.
Not without keys.
Confess.
You can go plumb to blazes.
Listen.
Huh? Listen to what?
Listen to that clock ticking off the seconds, Hogan. I've set the deadline. With every second that goes by, you're closer to your death.
I said you can't scare me, and I meant just that.
The clock, Hogan. You have until 10.
In the meantime, the black caballero was going swiftly from cell to cell.
Do not forget, amigo. When I give the word, we act. Adios.
You bet we'll act.
Senor, come here to me quickly. Hear what I have to say.
Bull, confined to the black hole, was shouting vainly and frantically for release.
Let me out of here! Hogan! Slim! Let me out! Let me out! Can't nobody hear me? Let me out of here! Hogan! Hogan!
Seconds, Hogan.
Go to blazes!
25.
Boss! Maybe he ain't bluffing!
Shut up!
20.
I tell you, I don't scare.
The time's passing. After 10, it may be too late. Only 15 seconds. Hear the seconds go by, Hogan. Listen to them. There. 10 seconds.
Cut it out.
You haven't much time.
I'll have time to see you hang for this.
Perhaps.
Wait and see if I don't.
Less than 5 seconds. The clock will strike.
Wait, Slim, you shut up like I told you.
Now.
It was a bluff. Nothing happened, I told you.
The prisoners!
Who let them loose?
They aren't trying to escape, Hogan. They're coming after you.
They can't get here.
They'd have to bust down two doors even if they did get out of their cells.
They'll get here.
Boss, they'll kill us.
Where's Bull? Grab them rifles. Shoot them fellas down.
Stand back.
Bless your ass.
You'll do nothing except confess.
I won't.
They're getting closer all the time. They have doors to break down to reach the hall outside. But the door to this office isn't locked. Once they get this far, nothing will stop them.
It's the same as murder.
You've murdered Hogan.
I did.
Men you thought would talk never left this prison alive. Those who paid left here with spirits so broken they didn't dare talk. Now you're going to get a taste of your own medicine.
No, no, you can't.
They died slowly, but you'll die quickly.
Hogan, you got to talk. The masked man's right. They'll get us right off.
Confess.
If I did, even you couldn't stop me.
Let me worry about that. Confess. Hear that?
There's just one more locked door between us.
You'll stop them if I talk?
You have my word.
All right, I'll confess. Sure, I've been making them pay. Why shouldn't I? They ain't nothing but crooks.
The court's not their punishment. That isn't for you to decide.
Hurry!
You killed men. You put them in the black hole and let them die there.
I did. Sure, I did. Let's stop them fellas. They're almost here. You said you'd stop them.
I will. Hold on. Hold on, men. I've just something to say.
Open up this door before we smash it.
Don't step forward! Quiet! Hogan has just made a confession. He'll pay for everything he's done here. Now, back to yourselves. Let the law deal with him.
We're escaping!
Don't be fools. How far would you get? There's a fort close by. Every soldier, every lawman in the district will be scouring the country. Not a man of you would get through.
What do you think,
Men's right, amigo. If Hogan is punished, he's well. We should be satisfied. What use is there in risking our lives just to be jailed again?
You'd not only be recaptured, you'd have years added to your sentences. Not only that, but the Black Caballero and I are armed. You men are not. If you don't return to your cells willingly, you'll be taken there at the point of a gun.
It don't look like we got much choice, men.
You haven't.
Back, amigos, back. Senor Hogan will be punished and another sent to take his place. That is all we can ask.
He's right, men. Come on, let's get back before we find ourselves in real trouble.
Boss, I'm telling you, that was a close one. Another minute and them fellas would have got us for sure.
And I saved myself by confessing.
What you going to do, clear out?
What for?
Well, I didn't...
This fella's just a plain doggone idiot. What good's it going to do him, me confessing? He can't go into court and swear to anything, can he? He'd sure look fine trying it.
But I can, Hogan.
What are you?
I heard the whole thing, Hogan. The masked man had told me what you were up to here. He said he'd prove it. Well, he has.
That's why that closet door was open. You was in there.
Right.
Well, you did.
Careful, Hogan. A lone ranger doesn't shoot to kill, but I do.
He put you there.
He did.
I'll fix that fella. Where's he gone? Slim, find
you'll
him.
You'll fix no one, Hogan. And I have an idea that when the truth is known, you'll hang.
You...
And there's no need to look for the masked man. He's on his way.
We'll head south of the border, Black Caballero.
Si, amigo.
Our first job will be to trap a man named Bronson.
And we will do it, Lone Ranger.
Ready, Tonto?
Get him up, Scout! On Diablo! Hello, Silver! Away!
Come on, Silver, old boy! We're heading for an adventure with the Black Caballero! Hi-yo, Silver! Away! Thank you.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to OTNetcast.com. Again, that's OTNetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.